Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
It was the sound of a throat being cleared that woke me. I jerked awake in a half daze. My wrist ached from where I'd been propping my head up, and the taste of congealed chicken coated my tongue. The remnants of the tepid in-flight meal I'd forced down a few hours back. On the screen in front of me, the movie I'd been watching, some old thriller starring Brad Pitt, played soundlessly. My headphones must have fallen onto my lap when I dozed off. Rubbing my eyes on one hand, I gazed out over the sea of blue seats, rows of three that stretched towards the curtain at the far end of the aisle. The cabin around me was in that weird, twilight limbo you only really find on planes. Silence blanketed everything. Circular windows looked out on darkness. Passengers lay back against headrests with their mouths half open, heads lolling against their neck pillows. Tired people, desperate to make the time pass as quickly as possible. Trouble sleeping? The voice made me jump. I'd been in my own little world, and I hadn't even noticed the man next to me. The stranger, now occupying the aisle seat, which had definitely been unoccupied when I dozed off. I rubbed my eyes again and blinked at him. The man looked to be around my age, although his shaved head made it hard to tell. He wore dark jeans and a black hoodie. There was nothing that notable about his appearance, other than the angular line of his jaw and his eyes, which were a very light blue, almost grey. "Well, are you?" I glanced up the aisle towards the front of the plane, then looked back at him. "Did you have to move seats or something?" We were sitting right at the back of the plane, near the toilets, on the only row that has two seats to a side, rather than three. I'd been one of the first to board, and I remembered watching the other passengers filing on the plane after me, silently hoping none would claim the seat beside me. And up until now, none of them had. My new companion watched me for a second, not saying anything. I noticed that his lips were turned up slightly, in what I took to be a half smile. "You know what's weird," he said after a moment. "There are a couple of hundred people on this plane, and you're the only one right now that's awake." "Eh? Everyone else in this cabin, I mean." The man lifted an arm and gestured vaguely around us. "They're all dead to this world." I stared at him, unsure I'd heard him correctly. At this point, my head still felt fuzzy from sleep, and I was struggling to concentrate. But before I had a chance to say anything back, the man started speaking again. "Don't you think planes are weird at night? Sort of creepy in a way. People put their headphones in, and they shut their eyes, and they all sort of disappear into themselves. It's like the whole cabin just gets put on pause, a little flying box, miles up in the sky, full of people in limbo. Feels kind of fragile, doesn't it?" I continued staring at the guy, my mind trying to process what he was saying, trying to formulate a response. By this point, I thought I had a pretty good idea of what was happening. It was simply enough, really. The man wasn't all there. That had to be it. He was a couple of playing cards short of a full deck. Maybe not completely crazy or anything, but definitely a bit of a weirdo at the very least. I guessed he might have been hopping around the cabin ever since the seatbelt light went off, chatting away to anyone he could find to listen, voicing his thoughts to people until they lost interest. And now, he'd worked his way back to me. Yeah, I paused, trying to land on the best reply. I didn't want to be rude to the guy, but at the same time, I really didn't want to get trapped in a conversation. I was tired, my body ached, and all I wanted was to sleep the rest of the flight away. My trip to Mumbai had been a tiring one, and our arrival time in Heathrow had to be another 4 hours off at least. I guess I really never thought about it like that, I said after a moment. I suppose everyone's tired, and they're just keen to get home as quickly as possible, so everyone sleeps. Apart from you. Sorry? Everyone goes to sleep, apart from you. Well, I was asleep. I tried my best to stop the irritation from creeping into my voice, but then I got woken up. The man stared at me with his bluey-grey eyes for a moment longer. Then he smiled. It wasn't a nice smile. His thin lips stretched back, and I caught sight of his teeth, which were a dirty yellow. Okay, you got me there, he said. I suppose I did sort of wake you up. But in my defense, you really don't have long to choose. Choose what? Whether it'll be this one, or whether it gets passed on. The man's smile vanished. He fixed me with cold eyes. There was something sort of unnerving about how quickly his expression changed, how fast his grin was replaced with blankness, and I felt a hint of unease worm its way into my stomach. For the first time since he'd started speaking to me, I found myself wondering if the guy really was just a harmless weirdo looking for a chat. If maybe he wasn't a little further gone than I'd first thought. Dangerous even. And what he said next did absolutely nothing to ease my mind. You don't need to worry about me, the stranger muttered. His face was so skinny, I could see the muscles in his jaw working as he spoke. I'm not going to hurt you. Not unless you give me permission, that is. Cold fingers ran down my back. I tried to keep my voice as calm and level as possible. Look, mate, I'm just minding my own business back here. As I spoke, I found my eyes drifting to the twilight aisle running down the plane, searching for a member of cabin crew. I'm happy to chat to you, but I don't want any trouble or anything like that, okay? No cabin crew in sight. Of course they weren't. When you were trying to settle into the film, they were there every 5 seconds, checking to make sure your damn seatbelt was on. But when you actually needed one, they were nowhere to be seen. I told you, they're asleep, whispered the man. What? The cabin crew, Mike. They're asleep. Everyone's asleep on this plane, but you. He read my mind. That was the first thought that ran through my head. Oh Jesus, he read my damn mind. And then, off the back of that, and he knows my name. I opened my mouth, then closed it again, pulled in a deep breath. Who are you? I said after a moment. What do you want? The stranger grinned at me, showing another flash of those yellow teeth. I think you know the answer to the first question, he said. And if you don't know it now, I'm sure you'll figure it out. As for what I want. The man looked around the cabin, taking in the rows of sleeping passengers. I want you to make a simple choice, Mike. It's a choice plenty of people have had to make before, if that helps. A choice your philosophers have been arguing about for centuries too. He turned back to me, and locked his pale eyes on mine. "It's like I said to you before. It's either this one or it gets passed on. There's no other way." "But what?" I tried to stop my voice from shaking and failed. "What gets passed on?" "You know." "No, I don't know. I don't understand what..." "We don't have time, Mike. You need to make your choice. It's like a DVD, see? I can keep it on pause for a while, but if I leave it too long, the whole thing will shut down, and I know you don't want that." He stared at me for a moment longer. When I didn't say anything back, he sighed. "Look, okay, I can give you a bit more information. I can't promise it'll make the choice any easier, but that's not my problem. First off, take yourself. There's a reason it's you I'm talking to right now, Mike. A reason you're the one that's still awake. Do you know what it is?" I don't. "It's because you're the best one. The best person on this plane. You're the pick of the bunch." I'm what?" "You're the best, morally speaking. You've got the most points." "Mad, isn't it? I know that's what you're thinking. And I'll admit it, it is sort of hard to believe. You're decent enough, but you're not that great. That's the thing, though. For whatever reason, it's a pretty low-scoring bunch on this plane. No saints on this aircraft, let me tell you. And more than just a few bad ones. The old man sitting three rows in front of you has killed four little girls, if you can believe that. Started when he was a teenager and got a taste for it. Never got caught. And there's a woman in business class who knocked down a teenager when she was drunk at the wheel a few years back and just kept on driving. Never got caught either. But let me tell you, the guilt is eating her up. And see the fat bloke on the far side of the plane in the aisle seat? He tried to... Enough! The stranger's words were streaming into my head like insects. I felt ill. The only thing I knew for certain, right then, was that I wanted him to stop talking. Needed him to stop talking. "Just leave me alone and let me sleep, please." "I can't leave you alone. But I'm afraid you have to choose first. The clock's ticking. You can close your eyes and go back to sleep right now without saying anything else, and all this will go away. But I do mean, it'll all go away. Or you can ask me to leave one more time, and I'll take that to mean you're picking option number two, the passing it on option. Just remember though, Mike, the group you're in limbo with here aren't a very good bunch, but the next lot I pay a visit to might be." I stared at him, and he stared right back. Stared at me with eyes that were now a stony grey. I've seen those eyes every single night since, in my dreams. I see them when I wake up too, and when I shut my own eyes in the shower and the hot water pours down my face. I see them when I sit at the breakfast table, scrolling my phone to look at the day's headlines. To look for a very specific type of headline. "I want you to leave," I muttered. "I want you to go away and leave me alone." I could try and tell you that I didn't know what I was saying at the time, that I still thought he was nothing more than a weird guy talking crap to me on a flight. But I can't tell you that. We both know I'd be lying. The stranger grinned across at me. For just a second, the low lighting in the cabin flickered around us. As it did, I had the sense, so fleeting that I can't be sure I didn't imagine it, that I could see the outline of the bones beneath his skin, that I could see the jagged shape of his skull hiding just below the pale flesh of his face. Then The lights flickered back on, and the man got to his feet. "It was good chatting to you, Mike," he said as he moved into the aisle. "You take care of yourself." I could suddenly hear rustling and movement around me, the sound of the other passengers shifting in their seats. At the far end of the plane, a member of the cabin crew bustled through the blue curtain between business class and economy. She held out a bottle of water to a passenger near the front, smiling and saying something I couldn't catch. Three rows ahead of me, an old man stood up from his seat and stretched. I looked around for the stranger who'd been sitting next to me, but he was already gone. He never came back. I still see him though. Like I said before, I see him every single day. In the quiet moments when I'm alone and my mind has nothing to do but think. When I lie in bed at night, struggling to sleep. That's when I see his cold, grey eyes watching me, judging me. And when I finally read a story about a plane going down somewhere, maybe with a failed engine over the Atlantic, or maybe just disappearing off the face of the earth, like they sometimes do. That's when I'll know. That's when I'll know someone out there made a choice that I never could.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.